Okay, either TH or cosmology, I'm not sure. Have scientists become stupid? But let me just try it. Well, the first thing I thought here is that in the past, or I propose, in the past, intelligent, learned people were deep thinkers. With broad and open minds. Now I'm generalizing like anything. And modify that. They looked into the soul as much as they looked into the world, out into the world. They were philosophers, sometimes ascetics, monks, renunciants, people devoting their lives to knowledge for the love of the truth. Today it seems that our scientists are different. They are proud. Dogmatic. and more oriented towards mathematics. Logics. Of an almost mechanical computer like kind. Building machines, making statistics, measuring. Building instruments that all have the common limitation of merely serving as extensions and amplifiers for the physical senses. Even if we go back to the early days of modern science, we find top scientists that are still fairly respected. Sharing an interest in metaphysics, what is today called the paranormal, and so on. For instance, William James, the father of modern psychology, was actively, together with colleagues, researching spiritism and so on. So the question is, are our modern scientists, again greatly generalized, lovers of the truth and knowledge? Are they bookworms and technologists? Enjoying careers? For money and fame? profit, position, and popularity just like others. Are they giving guidance to the leaders of our societies? That is unbiased, wise, and directed towards the benefit of our planet and everyone living here. Or are they serving masters? Whom they are dependent on. I use the word dogmatic, and with that I mean that modern science wants a field of brave ventures into the unknown. Has not turned into a comfortable club where some people create quote-unquote truths by consensus, by majority votes. Of course, with the usual competition and power play, involved. The very fact that some people, when reading this, will probably freak out and get very upset at me for having the nerves to question and criticize the high priests of our society so bluntly. Who am I to do so? Who doesn't understand their math and haven't read all their hundreds or thousands of books? But yes, well, I do have the nerve. And the very fact, oh, that's what I'm going to say. That very fact may be indicative of that dogmatism. Not much different from that of the old religions. So yes, I dare to ask the question, have scientists become stupid? And you may, of course, laugh at that stupid question. What do you mean? Look at all the discoveries . The technology, the new wonderful instruments by which we can study this world. Look at the intricate mathematical systems of modern physics. And so on. Well, maybe we are looking at important, valuable systems of knowledge . Maybe we are looking at a science that is lost, that is aimlessly meandering around the temple of materialism, careful not to move too far away from that mainstream. Oh, we can put the mainstream there in the, earlier in that sentence. A science that has reduced itself to self-preservation. We're constantly having to show itself off. Why, not while. In order to receive funding for their existence. And the payrolls of all the people living in that ivory tower. Maybe the emperor has no clothes. And why and how can I make such outrageous claims? Well, you judge something by its result. Scientists, intellectuals, academics are supposed to be the teachers of us all, the leaders included. They are supposed to give the guidance. For how we should build and take care of our world. For how to be happy, satisfied in our lives. Well, as such, they are doing not much of a job or a bad one. Which is getting more and more clear to see as we are, our world is plunging into bottomless greed, bewilderment, impersonal callous nihilistic mentality that is growing like a cancer in the minds of the modern human. Maybe that's what we need. A new generation of broad-minded, non-dogmatic, humble, intelligent intellectuals who have the strength and courage and integrity to put the truth above everything else, including their own comfort. That is the reason why scholars of the past, way back, for instance, the Brahmins of ancient India, were renounced people, voluntarily accepting a simple life because they needed to be independent. And thus free to say and write whatever their heart, conscience, and intelligence led them to. It may not even be clear today and obvious how important the intellectuals are to our, even our modern society, not just for cool, for producing cool theories, to boggle our minds, or for producing technology, but for that actual guidance. Providing actual answers to the big questions about life, who we are, what we're doing here, what this world is, what is its origin and purpose. The answers we have been given for the past 100 years, such as the Big Bang Theory, remember that the word itself was originally a derogatory, joking term. Some scientists who found it ridiculous and the Darwinian evolution theory, which both, by careful scrutiny, does not hold up to scientific investigation, but are rather resting on flimsy, speculative theories. Lacking enough evidence for establishing any proof. Now, scientists may try to solve this by leaning on their consensus between them. If enough many of us agree that it is so, then it is so. That is science. Trust science. Believe science. But we are not satisfied with such a such tales that are nothing more. When carefully dissected, than modern mythology. This is not to bash anyone in the head with the words of some grumpy old man, but it's rather a call for the young generation today to renew our science, to make it what it should actually be, to open doors again that have been closed by narrow minds just to maintain their status quo, to turn it from a dogmatism to free, dynamic, and brave search for the truth wherever it is to be found.